Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. So Japan, can you hear me? Okay. So Japan is of the view that discussion on what actions constitute due regard or harmful interference and the consultation under Article 9 of the Outer Space Treaty, and will trigger new rules or norms making based on the responsibility behavior. So my morning question actually on due regard was emerged from this view. So the question is ultimately maybe what due regard means or what is included in due regard in the context of outer space. In this regard, the working document, working paper by the Philippines on due regard is of interest, and I would like, I personally would like to thank the representative of the Philippines for his remarks. And Article 9 of the Outer Space Treaty provides that all state parties shall conduct all their activities, blah, 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 with due regard. If we can reach a common understanding of what due regard is, for example, but just hypothetically, for example, sharing information or not to conduct more destructive experiments or something others. So if we actually reach some common understanding of that point, so then it would become possible to make the content of due regard clearer in the outer space within the existing international law. So in this context, I see some commonalities between United States and the Russian Federation. It's very fortunate. And then when we try to derive the analogies from the law of the sea or law of the aviation, it may be useful to deepen the discussion on what contents of due regard rather than the discussion on the provision of specific acts or specific omissions obligations. Since the purpose of this OEWG is to reach a common understanding of how best to act to reduce threats to space systems in accordance with General Assembly Resolution 7536, so we would like to expect such direct such discussion in that direction. Such discussion. Thank you very much.